G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2016, previewing round 4. Before we jump into it, just want to wish a very happy birthday to one of our loyal listeners, Johnny Mitch. Hope the Crows can get up for you this weekend to celebrate, mate. All the best to you and thanks for tuning in every week.
One of our few.
One of our few, yeah, the loyal, everyone, the other four or five of you, if you want to get a shout out as well,
just tell us when your birthday is and we'll
look after you.
Very good. An improved week last week, and one that would have looked a damn sight better when the Hawks were up 32 points early in the second quarter and we were both sitting on -5.5.
Yeah, unbelievable, wasn't it? But them's the breaks, I suppose. Yeah, still made a profit for the weekend.
It was a bizarre game. The Dogs looked completely cooked at that point, and then Hawthorn looked similar at the end of the third quarter, and seesawing battle in the fourth, and Hawks fell across the line. They could have fallen across the line by more than 2.5 points more than they did, but as you say, you know, a profit's a profit, and we keep kind of tracking back towards a profit for the season in aggregate.
Beautiful.
And we'll kick things off on Friday night over at Subiaco with West Coast and Richmond. Eagles laying about 5 goals, total points line around the mid-170s.
Yeah, look, the head-to-head probably feels about right. West Coast could... I expect West Coast to win and win pretty comfortably. They could do it by considerably more than that, but Richmond are up against it. They do play Subiaco pretty well. My bet here is I'm going to play the over. Eagles were horribly inaccurate last week, kicking 12 goals 20, which they can do from time to time, but I expect them to right that ship this week. Again, Richmond have struggled a little bit to score over the last few weeks, but I think this game, whilst there will be forward half pressure, I'm actually expecting quite a few scores to be created from turnovers through the middle of the ground, which leads to a bigger margin. Happy to take on the mid-170s line.
I've got the alternate here. I'm with the under. Early season, strong trends to the over. I think that time has just about passed. Get into these winter months as the weather cools and the night games, particularly away from Melbourne, pretty strong plays to the under. West Coast are a strong play to the under, so are Richmond in night games. Recent head-to-head history between these teams, the last three haven't gotten to 170. I think there's a little bit of room here. In terms of the line, I couldn't have a bet. West Coast really strong as favourites of more than 3 goals, covering 14 in their last 17. Richmond really strong as dogs of more than 3 goals, covering 6 of their last 8.
They net out.
Richmond's, as you said, got a decent head-to-head record over at Subi against both the Eagles and the Dockers. On exposed form this season, you could take the minus, but
yeah,
it's really now or never for Richmond. They have to at least be pretty competitive. If they get shellacked this week, I think you can just about put the pen through them.
Absolutely.
We move to the first of the Saturday afternoon games. We're at the MCG for Essendon and Geelong. Bombers getting about 10.5 to 11 goals. Total points line, mid-180s.
Yuck. Nothing for me, mate. I don't really want to talk about it, to be honest.
We're back to stupid reality if you're a Bombers fan after last week. There was that fraction of hope off the Melbourne game, hitting a vulnerable Port side that weren't at their best and never in the frame, really.
Cats will win well, but
yeah,
11, and they'll, 11 they'll, goals is a lot.
They'll have their foot off the accelerator a long way out, a bit like the Brisbane game last Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Second of the Saturday afternoon games, and we're down at Launceston for Hawthorn and St Kilda. Hawks laying a bit over 7 goals, total points line low to mid-180s.
At first glance, I thought the Saints might have been a bit underrated in this game. Played really well last week, picked apart Collingwood, which I guess is probably a bit of a different proposition to doing the same thing to Hawthorn. But as predicted, they did get across the line there. I was tempted to have a look at the overs. Day game, two strong scoring sides traditionally, so mid-180s line, but there is a bit of rain predicted for Saturday afternoon, so that was enough for me to sit this one out.
I was a bit the same with the total and ended up walking away from it as a consequence. Going to go with the minus here. Pretty rare that I'll lay 7 goals, but the Hawks as favourites of between 5 and 9 goals on the road since 2014 are 8 out of 8.
Okay.
Saints poor as dogs of more than 5 goals, 8 out of 22. Only covered 4 of their last 16 on the road. Hawks have won the last three head-to-head by more than the line here, including two by more than 10 goals.
Right.
I had this line around the 50 mark, and 42.5 is the best number I can find at the moment with Ladbrokes. I think that's just enough to get involved.
Beautiful.
We move to the Saturday Twilight game, and it's the Q Clash, Brisbane and the Gold Coast at the Gabba. Lions getting a little bit under four goals, total points line, mid to high 170s.
Again, this is one that looks like you probably should take the favourite and probably look at playing the over as well. But, I mean, on exposed form, you'd have to say Gold Coast are a very short price favourite in this game.
Yep.
The Q Clashes, they tend to, you know...
They do weird things, don't they?
Yeah, they do weird things. They're hard games to gauge. And look, Brisbane haven't been setting the world on fire, but they have been finding a way to score. So I think Gold Coast's real fluency this year has come from their running carry through the midfield. Mm. And Brisbane do have a pretty hard-nosed midfield. Mm. So
Brisbane's draw has actually been reasonably tough so far, isn't it? Yeah. West Coast on the road, Geelong on the road, and North...
Yeah, so it's...
They might be better than Carlton and Essendon, and they might be better than Carlton and Essendon by a bit.
Yeah, that's right. So, and at Brisbane as well, I mean, it's not a super stretch for Gold Coast, but the Lions do play that home ground pretty well. I mean, we've said it over and over and over again. They're probably a five-goal better side at the Gabba than they are anywhere else in the country. So, that's... I do expect Gold Coast to win, but again, it's there's enough doubt there to leave it alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I landed on the same conclusion. I don't trust Gold Coast enough yet. Through form lines where they've beaten three sides who are a combined 1-8, even though they're running into another side with a poor record, to actually lay four goals here just yet. And the Q Clash history is all over the shop in terms of totals, so I couldn't get a good gauge on what to do with the high 170s either. Pretty easy lay down.
Beautiful.
We move to the first of the Saturday night games, and we're at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium for Carlton and the Western Bulldogs. Blues getting about seven goals. Total points line low 180s.
Yeah, I've got a couple of bets here. Not our traditional, well, one traditional and one not so. I think the Bulldogs will want to be up and about this week. Obviously, they've lost Murphy for the season. And I expect them to want to really go out there and put on a big performance for him as much as for anything else. I don't see how the Blues are going to be able to score against the Bulldogs' zoning defence. They don't move the ball with enough fluency through the middle of the ground, and I don't see anything in their makeup that's going to stop the way that the Bulldogs run and gun. Obviously, losing Murphy does hurt them a little bit off half-back, and against a stronger opposition that may make a difference, but against the Blues, I don't think... I expect this to get pretty ugly, to be honest. So I'm gonna lay the seven goals, but I'm also gonna have a half unit on the Bulldogs to win by 15 goals plus, minus 89.5, which is paying $9 at William Hill, and I think that is an absolute moral. I reckon they'll win by 20 goals.
There you go. I mean, I haven't found a bet here, but I guess if you try to put a form line from Carlton through St Kilda, who the Dogs beat by more than 10 goals, and through Freo, who the Dogs beat by more than 10 goals, there's a bit here. I guess the question with the Dogs is potential letdown game and how much, you know, if they're well in front late in the game, how much do they put the cue in the rack?
They don't strike me as a cue in the rack type. Nothing about Beveridge speaks to me as cue in the rack.
And I guess, I mean, he's from the Clarkson School and Hawthorne are definitely not a cue in the rack side.
Yeah,
I think if I had to bet here, I'd be betting Dogs minus. Carlton, not the worst record in the world as big underdogs, but they've started this year not particularly well. I think their form lines look pretty weak, so I'm certainly not going to get involved in the plus. Second of the Saturday night games, we're at the Adelaide Oval for Adelaide and Sydney. Unambiguously the best game of the week. Not that it's got much to beat.
No, that's right.
Crows getting about half a goal, total points line around the mid-180 mark.
As you say, match the round. It's going to be a great hit out. Both sides are in super form. Both sides exceptionally strong forward of centre. And both sides a little bit susceptible backwards of centre. Mm. So it does speak for a high-scoring game in that regard, but just how much Adelaide try and lock it down through the middle of the ground. I mean, lots been made about the strength and the brutality of the Swans midfield, and the list goes on when you start to talk about them. I think the Crows probably have the edge forward of centre. Mm. They're so versatile. They've got so many different avenues to goal. And I think if they can break even in the centre, they could probably pinch this one at home against what will be a very boisterous crowd. But that's a big if for me, for them to actually be able to get on top. Dangerfield in the side, same line. I'm probably taking the Crows.
Mm.
But for me, it's probably just a no play. Just sit back and enjoy it, I think, is going to be one of those games.
I couldn't get near the line. Both sides, some really nice trends in their favour, a bit like the West Coast Richmond game, but those kind of things net out. Mm. Like the under here, just on a mid-180s line for a night game. Recent head-to-head history, been a couple of high-scoring games, but they've been day games. Adelaide are a wonderful team for the over in the day, only so-so in twilight night games. Sydney are an unders team when they're on the road. They're an unders team at night. And I think if they think they want to win this game, I think you're right, you made the point that Adelaide can beat them forward of centre. If Sydney make it an inside contested game, that's their best chance to win it.
Correct.
And if they do that and they do that successfully, I think that drags the score down a bit. I thought this line would go up high 170s. So I think at 185, we've got enough room there. Probably a goal and a bit.
Mm.
North of where it needs to be. So happy to take the under.
Good stuff.
First of the Sunday afternoon games, and we're in Canberra at Manuka Oval for GWS and Port. The Giants laying about half a goal or just over. Total points line around the mid-170s mark.
Yeah, look, it's... again, on exposed form, GWS should win this game pretty comfortably. I was actually probably a little bit surprised they did start only a goal favourites. Port, on the back of their win last week, that's likely to look a bit costly. I believe Wingard is very doubtful to play this week, which hurts their versatility both through the middle of the ground, but especially up forward where he's very difficult to curtail. I don't mind the over in this game either. Again, Port have been trying to play that run and gun sort of style of football where they take the game on. And GWS, that's just the way they play their footy. And they do play Manuka Oval exceptionally well. Now, I don't believe there's any weather about for Manuka, which flies in the face of everything I know about when the Giants come down.
I've heard rumours that Canberra might get a bit on Sunday.
Okay, so the overs probably, well, that's enough. You're the bloody weatherman, Randy, so I'll be guided by you in that regard. But
I think it might be a game day visit. If it's a sunny morning
and
there's not that much wind around, you might want to have a look at the over.
GWS at the minus is the play. They're the far better side.
Yep.
And a goal is nowhere near enough, I don't think, in retrospect. I wasn't originally going to bet this game, but I'm getting involved.
Well, I was always going to bet this game, and I'm with GWS at the minus. Small favourites, coming off a loss in the early rounds are a brilliant play. Covered 15 of their last 19. You put a form line through the Sydney-Adelaide game that we talked about just before. Adelaide small underdogs, so at a neutral venue, Adelaide are considered about two goals inferior. Adelaide whipped Port and GWS matched motors with Sydney for most of that game.
Yeah.
They beat Geelong the week prior, which is better than anything Port bring to the table.
Yeah.
I thought this number was missing at least a one in front of it.
Yeah, no, good call.
I think GWS on exposed form, clearly the superior team, and I'm pretty happy. Okay, it's not GWS's formal home ground per se, but it's a lot closer to their home than Port's. Port haven't been away from the Adelaide Oval yet.
Mm.
I don't know whether beating St Kilda and Essendon at home is any great endorsement this year. Happy to lay less than a goal.
Yeah, awesome.
Second of the Sunday games. Do we have to talk about this one? Look, Collingwood Melbourne, they're at the MCG. I know the Pies are laying some points. 10.5 or thereabouts. Totals mid-170s. I got nothing.
Oh, look, we've been expecting a lift from the Pies for a few weeks and not really found anything. D's were pretty stiff last week against what was far superior opposition to what they bring to the table. But then again, they lost Essendon. You just can't put money on bludgers like that.
Yep.
It's bullshit.
There we go. That was quick and painless. Last game of the round, Sunday twilight. We're back at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium for North Melbourne and Fremantle. Now, last night, North Melbourne were laying 16.5 to 18.5 points, depending on where you're shopping. At that point in time, I was pretty happy to step into the minus and did so. Right now, 27.5, 28.5 is about the best number on the book. There's been a big go for North today. Totals still around the high 170s.
Mate, I'm like you. I got on North Melbourne at the minus. I got 18.5 this afternoon. I hope my bet didn't push it out to 27.5. I wouldn't have thought that would be the case. But...
Well, I looked an hour ago, and you could get 22.5,
yeah.
And it's moved nearly a goal in that time. It just keeps going. I can't have it anymore at the price that we're now discussing. I couldn't tip you into it now.
No.
If you were on early, best of luck to you. Even on this new line, I still couldn't have the plus. Freo look really ordinary.
Mate, they've got no spine.
Yeah.
No, it's almost like they've got no soul, and now they've got no Sanderlands as well. Mm.
Mate, and even when they've been good, they covered two of their last 11 as underdogs when they've been a good side.
Yeah.
They got flattered last week by West Coast's appalling kicking in front of goal.
Pretty sure Mundy's not playing this week either. So they're getting real deep into what is not a very thick list.
Yeah.
So
the only reason I'm not stepping into the minus now is I almost would.
We don't have to because we've already got it at 16 and a half, but for the purpose
of recommending for other people, I almost would if North had actually dropped last week's game.
Yeah.
They're like one of those kids that you keep telling them, don't put your hand on the stove while it's on. And they keep threatening to do it, and every now and then they do it, and then they scald their hand and they don't do it again for a couple of months. They didn't do it last week, and I'm still watching them very closely as they hover around the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'd feel so much more confident if they actually dropped that game.
We've got so little faith in North, generally.
Rightfully so. It's just so many years of observed history. They are fantastic against good sides.
Yeah.
Whether they play up or down to the level of their opposition. At 27.5, I can't tip you in. If you got the early number, good luck to you.
Absolutely.
So, on the back of that, I've got a total of 4 this week. I've got the under in the West Coast Richmond game, Hawks at the minus, under in the Adelaide Sydney game, Giants at the minus.
Well, I think I ended up with 4.5, basically. So I've got the overs on Friday night, West Coast, Richmond. I have the Dogs laying about 7 goals, but also the half unit on them to win by 15 goals plus. I've got GWS at the small minus, and no, that's it.
Sadly, we don't get to count the retrospective North at the minus. Oh, but we'll be cheering it on anyway.
Yeah, I don't care about the stats as long as I get the cash.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm worried about.
Well, there we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.
All the best.